Hello, good evening, my end. Good morning, your end. It's a pleasure to be with you as always.
Do you ever do a quiz on a Saturday night? Do you ever go out to a quiz?
Very rarely, like most quizzes, pub quizzes are on weeknights, but
Yeah.
occasionally on Saturday you get like a charity fundraiser in the local village hall, that kind of thing. So, or a school parents' evening, actually, they sometimes happen on Saturday nights.
Yeah, true. I've got a short question, a regular sort of pub quiz question, but it goes to show you never know what is useful to know. And our daughter Elizabeth was watching a wildlife documentary, Jack, and something she gleaned was asked in a pub quiz the very next night, and she was the one on the team who knew it. Has that happened to you?
It does happen. It's amazing how often it happens. I have a theory that we absorb so much information on a daily basis. You see so much information, and it only appears as a coincidence when things happen to line up. But maybe it's not actually that surprising.
Yeah, I guess so. Although the night before was the
Yeah,
coincidence
no,
magnifier.
brilliant. Yeah.
And the question was, the only genuine freshwater seals in the world live in what lake?
Oh, wow.
There are seals in freshwater lakes, but they're connected to the sea, usually. They've just
Yeah.
kind of migrated. These seals are very special to this big, big, big lake.
Well, yeah, I was thinking it might be something like Lake Baikal or the Black Sea or something like that.
And you'd be correct. It's Baikal in Siberia. It's 25 times bigger than our Lake Taupo, which itself is the size of Singapore, and it's the deepest lake on Earth at 900 fathoms, biggest freshwater lake by volume.
That's amazing.
I could go on. It contains nearly a quarter of the world's fresh water, more than the Great Lakes of America combined. That's actually astonishing.
It is. It's difficult to get a feel for just how big that is.
Very much. Hey, listen, before we ask what you're going to throw at us, I came across something else which astonished me this week, or not astonished, but surprised me. You might know this. These words were first coined, or at least he was the first person to be recorded using them, and it's not Shakespeare.
Okay.
Complacency, debauchery, earth shaking, enjoyable, pandemonium, terrific. He was the first bloke, seemingly, or as far as records go, who used those words.
So, I've not come across any of those in this context apart from pandemonium. And I wonder, is that Milton from Paradise Lost, or am
Oh,
I?
yeah, you're on form tonight. Yes, it's John
But I'm
Milton.
not pandemonium. I didn't know about any of the other ones. Pandemonium, I did because it's so distinctive. But the other ones, that's really interesting.
Isn't it though? Yeah, something I never knew. I'm sure a number of our listeners did, but not
Yeah.
moi. So, what have you got for us this week, please, Jack Whaley-Cohen?
I've got a little question for you first, Jim, just to get us all warmed up. Synchronous diaphragmatic flutter is the medical term for what common minor ailment?
Diaphragmatic flutter. So it's what a rumbling tummy. No.
The right sort of thinking. It's actually hiccups.
Hiccups, gotcha. Yes, oh, that makes
Yes.
sense. Can you say the phrase again so we can sound learned?
Synchronous diaphragmatic flutter.
Yeah, I'll try and use that in conversation now.
Yes.
If you know the answer to Jack's big question this morning, 2101 is what to text, and the first correct texter wins our bundle of books. I think you said you're going short and sweet this morning, are you?
Short and sweet. We had a sort of quite a fiddly, difficult one last week, and I'm not saying this one's easy, but it's shorter. I know last week you were talking to a mile runner, so I thought, inspired a bit by that, this question is about running and miles. So, which Olympic track event is nearest in distance to 1 mile?
It's interesting, our children talk in metrics except for height, which I've noticed a few people do. Still talk in feet and inches, but pretty much we're metric in New Zealand, have been for lo these many years. But at the same time, as you say, the mile is still being run, so people may be quite familiar with the distances here. Lovely. Can you repeat it one more time for us, just to make sure we've got it absolutely correct, and we'll start finding out who knows.
So, which Olympic track event is nearest in distance to 1 mile?
Jack Whaley-Cohen, thank you. We'll see what people come up with. I'm guessing that may take a little while before they come up with the right answer, but I wouldn't like to preempt that. And we'll be back with you shortly.
Excellent. Look forward to seeing how the listeners get on. Yes, so the question was, which Olympic track event is nearest in distance to 1 mile? And I had a feeling that what happened would happen, that we had loads of people texting in saying 1,500 meters. A mile is actually 1,609 meters, and the best matching Olympic track event to that distance is not the 1500 meters, it's the 4x400 meters relay. So that is the answer we were looking for, 4x400 meters relay.
A nice tricky question. Thank you, Jack. Always a pleasure. And we'll look forward to seeing you next Sunday morning.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Jim. Have a good weekend ahead.